The power of God's Word, transformed by truth. Today we gather to explore a profound and timely message from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 28. Let these false prophets tell their dreams, but let my true messengers faithfully proclaim my every word. There is a difference between straw and grain. In this passage, God contrasts the empty words of false prophets with the powerful truth of his word. Today we'll examine three key points: the distinction of God's word, the impact of God's word, and the responsibility of God's messengers. The distinction of God's word. Jeremiah highlights the stark difference between the words of false prophets and the word of God. Jeremiah was ministering during a time of great turmoil and apostasy in Judah. Many false prophets were leading people astray with deceptive dreams and false assurances. In contrast, Jeremiah stood firm, proclaiming the truth of the word of God. The Hebrew word for word here is dabar, which signifies a matter or thing spoken by God. It underscores the weight and authority of what God communicates. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. God's word is powerful. God's word is effective. It accomplishes his purposes. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. The word of God is living. It's active. It penetrates deep into our heart and deep into our mind. And we must discern and value God's word above all else. It's not like the chaff that the wind blows away, but it's like the grain that nourishes and sustains us. We should be diligent in studying and applying the scriptures, knowing that they are the true and authoritative word of God. Think of a farmer who sifts through the chaff to get the valuable grain. In the same way, we must sift through the noise of the world to embrace the precious truth of God's word. The impact of God's word. God's word is not just different in substance, but also in its transformative impact. Jeremiah's faithful proclamation of God's word was a beacon of hope and truth amongst the falsehoods and deceptions of the time. The impact of God's word was evident in the lives of those who heeded it. The Hebrew word for grain is bar, which signifies food or nourishment. This emphasizes the sustenance and life-giving nature of God's word. Psalm 19, verses 7 and 8. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. God's word, it revives us, it makes us wise, it brings us joy, and it provides insight. John chapter 6 verse 63. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Jesus emphasizes that his words are life-giving and eternal. And we must allow God's word to transform us from the inside out. His word should shape our thoughts, our attitudes, our actions, and bring us into alignment with God's will. As we engage with the Bible, as we read scripture, we experience its power to revive our souls and guide our lives. Imagine a parched land receiving rain after a long drought. Just as the rain nourishes and transforms the barren landscape into a lush green field, God's word refreshes and transforms our dry, weary souls. The responsibility of God's messengers. Jeremiah calls for faithful proclamation of God's word, highlighting the responsibility of those who are entrusted with it. Jeremiah faced opposition. He faced persecution for speaking God's truth, yet he remained faithful. His commitment serves as a model for all who are called to be messengers of God's word. The Hebrew word for faithful is emeth, which means truth or faithfulness. It underscores the integrity and steadfast required in proclaiming God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. Paul's charge to Timothy to preach the word faithfully and consistently. We would do well to be obedient to Paul's commands to Timothy. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 11. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. The responsibility of speaking and serving with God's strength and for his glory. As messengers of God's word, we must be committed to proclaiming it faithfully. Regardless of the circumstances, we should strive to speak truth with love and integrity, knowing that we are accountable to God for our stewardship of his word. Think about a lighthouse keeper who maintains the light to guide ships safely to shore. Likewise, we must keep the light of God's word shining brightly, guiding others to safety and truth. In conclusion, we're called to recognize the distinction of God's word, embrace its transformative impact, and faithfully proclaim it as his messengers. Why don't you reflect on how you can deepen your engagement with God's word? Commit to studying and applying it daily, allowing it to transform your life. Be bold and faithful in sharing God's truth with others, knowing that his word is powerful and life-giving. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word. Help us to value it above all else, to be transformed by its truth, and to proclaim it faithfully. Empower us to live out your word in our daily lives, and to share it with others. In Jesus' name, Amen. May God bless you as you live out and proclaim the powerful truth of his word.